On to story number four in the top five. The Israeli regime is pushing through a bill that would allow the force feeding of Palestinian hunger-striking prisoners. Tel Aviv says the bill is the last resort and the needed safeguard for Israel's security. But many critics, even those among Israeli circles, argue that force feeding would amount to torture. More than 100 Palestinians in Israeli jails have been on a hunger strike since April in protest against the so-called administrative detention, which is a sort of imprisonment without trial or charge. A number of them have reportedly been taken to a hospital due to their deteriorating condition. Still, the prisoners have pledged to keep up their strike, even if it costs them their lives. Nell Burton, a correspondent from Occupied Ramallah, joins us right now to tell us more about this story. Nell Burton, Israel is facing a pretty difficult situation, even though they might feel indifferent towards the fate of these Palestinian prisoners. But where does it stand when it comes to these force feeding of the prisoners? Is that going to happen? And at the same time, if you can tell us briefly about the conditions of some of these prisoners, which are said their condition has deteriorated day in and day out.
Well, when you begin with saying that the Israelis are facing a difficult time here, actually the prisoners who are on hunger strike have been in the worst conditions inside of Israeli prisons, many of them under administrative detention, which has been going on for many months and some for many years. This is illegal under international law to hold people in administrative detention without charge or trial. So there are now 70 prisoners who have been referred to Israeli hospitals, who are literally starving for their freedom. They say, either give us freedom or send us to court, but try us and give us a free and fair hearing. Of course, when the Israelis attempted to pass this bill, they passed the first reading through the Israeli Knesset with a majority of the right-wing Israeli Knesset voting for them to force-feed hunger-striking prisoners if their situations become dangerous. Now, this is obviously worrying human rights groups. Many human rights groups, particularly Adamir lawyers in Ramallah, are speaking out against this, saying this is tantamount to a form of torture against the prisoners. The only right they have is to starve themselves for their freedom, and to take away this very basic human right is against all international laws and humanitarian laws. So, of course, this has provoked a mass reaction. Now, it seems that the Israelis will actually be in a much more difficult situation if they do end up force feeding a prisoner who has been on hunger strike, risking his health for many months. If this does come to fruition, it's very likely this could spark mass rallies. The reaction so far in Ramallah, for example, the first day possibly since the 2000 Intifada, the Palestinians held a mass strike. So all shops, all businesses were closed 2 days ago in support of the hunger-striking prisoners. So this has really developed, and the reaction is becoming, you know, increasingly larger, particularly in the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
So I'm to take, if the worst-case scenario happens, aside from the fact that Israel might pursue force-feeding these prisoners, is if one of them dies, then we are seeing that flame to roar, based on what you just told me in terms of obviously the Palestinians in the occupied territories and how they feel about these Palestinians who are being imprisoned.
Well, of course, it will produce an uproar. The prisoners are now in a very dangerous situation. Like I said, there are now 70 prisoners who have been referred to Israeli hospitals. There are 280 prisoners who have joined them on hunger strike in Israeli jails against the deteriorating conditions inside of prisons. And actually, many of them, since the beginning of the hunger strike, have punitive action taken against them. For example, many have been put into solitary confinement. They've been taken away from their cellmates in total isolation. The hunger strikers in hospital have been chained by their arms and legs to the beds, and they've been treated very badly. Many of them have had physical and verbal abuse by the Israeli prison guards. These have all been reported to human rights groups, particularly, as I said before, Adamir lawyers. And people, the Palestinians in particular, and now the international community, are becoming increasingly more aware of the situation. So, as long as there is some intervention by the United Nations, by the international community, of course, you know, this is going to escalate and there will be more demonstrations demanding the freedom. If the worst comes to the worst and one of them dies, I can imagine this will spark a mass reaction here.
Indeed. Thank you. Nell Burden from Occupied Ramallah. Many thanks.